Good evening and welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to early 1970s recordings from one of jazz's most popular guitarists. It's Ain't He Funky Now, Grant Green, coming up on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Grant Green from his 1970 Blue Note album Green is Beautiful with James Brown's Ain't It Funky Now from a new Blue Note CD compilation of the same name, a record that came out as a Blue Note 45 and got a lot of jukebox play. Grant Green's crossover jazz of the early 1970s is the theme of this edition of Nightlights. Green was recording for Blue Note again in the early 1970s. He'd made many records for them in the early 1960s, and he was attempting to stay the demon of drug addiction that had taken him off the scene for a while in the late 1960s. He'd just gotten out of prison in 1969, and he'd recorded as a sideman on Reuben Wilson's Blue Note album Love Bug, an album that foreshadowed Green's own direction with its incorporation of funk and R&B rhythms into jazz. Other Blue Note jazz musicians, such as saxophonist Lou Donaldson, had been pursuing a similar path, and Green was very influenced by the musicians he was hearing on the radio, people such as James Brown and the Meters. It was musically a very exciting time, as Bob Porter, the host of Portraits and Blues, says in his liner notes to these new Blue Note compilations of Green's music. It was the era of great black FM radio, where you could hear Grant Green, Ramsey Lewis, and Gene Ammons next to Earth, Wind & Fire, Aretha Franklin, and Stevie Wonder. Green's recordings from this era are often dismissed for being less jazzy than his earlier work, but they frequently retain a strong jazz element. They also enjoyed a revival with the acid jazz scene of the late 1980s, the group Us Three, and other artists who sampled Green's records for their own music. Blue Note has reissued a number of these recordings from the 1969 through 1972 period on three new compilations, one called Mellow Madness and another one called Ain't It Funky Now, and we'll hear selections from all of them throughout the program, starting off with a track from the compilation For the Funk of It that features trumpeter Blue Mitchell, Dracula on Nightlights. Thank you. Grant Green with Dracula from a new compilation, For the Funk of It. Manny Riggins from Indianapolis, the organist you heard there, and Blue Mitchell on trumpet. Mentioned earlier that Bob Porter talked about what a great era this was for black FM radio. A song that Grant Green and others would have been hearing a lot of on the radio in 1969 was the Isley Brothers' It's Your Thing. This is taken from a Green record that was taped in Newark Bar that just smokes. It's one of those long tracks that you wish would just keep on going. It's Your Thing from Alive on Nightlights. Grant Green with Cantaloupe Woman, written by organist Ben Dixon from For the Funk of It. We also heard It's Your Thing from Ain't It Funky Now. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nightlights. We're playing the early 1970s funk jazz of Grant Green on this edition of Nightlights. Some new compilations that have come out on the Blue Note label. It's music that emerged from the halcyon days of soul, pop rock, and jazz culture in the late 1960s, a culture that was having an impact on other significant jazz artists, Miles Davis among them. Miles listening to a lot of Jimi Hendrix and Sly and the Family Stone and similar artists while he made albums like Bitches Brew. One of guitarist Grant Green's favorites from this period was singer James Brown, and the next number is one of 10 singles James Brown had on the charts in 1969. Green originally recorded it for his album Carryin' On and then turned it into a medley with Cold Sweat for the 1972 album Shades of Green, with a big band backing him up at the end. This is I Don't Want Nobody to Give Me Nothing on Nightlights. Thank you. Grant Green with I Don't Want Nobody to Give Me Nothing, Open Up the Door, I'll Get It Myself, combined with Cold Sweat, both of those James Brown numbers, originally came out on Green's album for Blue Note called Shades of Green, and out again on the Blue Note compilation, Ain't It Funky Now, one of three compilations that Blue Note has put out of Green's 1969 to 1972 work. The next track is a Herbie Hancock tune, which had also found life in the 1960s as music for a cologne ad. It's more evidence that the boundaries of art and commercialism often blur in strange or maybe not so strange ways. And Green's recording is more evidence that his new soul sound still offered plenty of jazz. This track also comes from the album Alive, recorded at the Cliché Lounge in Newark in the summer of 1970, and out again on the Blue Note compilation Mellow Madness. It's Maiden Voyage on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Grant Green performing Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage, live recording from a Newark bar made in the summer of 1970, originally came out on the album Alive, featuring musicians Claude Barthé on tenor sax, Green on guitar, Willie Bivens on vibes, Ronnie Foster on organ, Idris Muhammad on drums, and Joseph Armstrong on congas, and also available on the compilation Mellow Madness, one of three compilations that Blue Note has put out of Green's 1969 to 1972 work, the others being Grant Green for the Funk of It and Grant Green Ain't It Funky Now. Grant Green would record only sporadically for the last 7 years of his life, only made about three more records. He suffered from recurring drug problems, was still struggling with his addiction, and in 1978, not long after recording the album Easy, he suffered a stroke, and he ended up dying of a heart attack at the age of 43 in January of 1979. He probably couldn't have known how much his music would endure in our culture, and what a beautiful feeling it left behind. Here's Grant Green from his 1969 Blue Note album, a song that got a lot of airplay when it was first released from this album, Carrying On. This is Cease the Bombing on Nightlights. Thank you. That's Grant Green with Cease the Bombing, a 1969 recording available on the Blue Note compilation Mellow Madness. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs on our website at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.